Welcome back to the Weekly Fix. My name is Lori Mount, Portfolio Manager with RBC BlueBay's U.S. Fixed Income Team focusing on cash management strategies. The Federal Reserve met last week and ushered in a new era with Kevin Warsh chairing his first meeting. As expected, rates remained unchanged, staying in the target Fed funds range of 3.50 to 3.75%. The June Summary of Economic Projections reflected a hawkish pivot, signaling higher rates for longer. The medium rate remained at 3.75% with a bias towards higher rates. It's notable that 9 of 18 Fed officials projected at least one rate hike by year-end. The medium projections for 2027 also rose by 50 basis points, suggesting a prolonged period of elevated rates. The post-meeting statement dropped the easing bias language that had suggested future rate cuts, further reinforcing the hawkish tilt in the projections. Markets immediately responded to these changes with short-dated Treasury yields rising sharply following the meeting and two-year yields jumping 11 basis points to 4.16%. The Fed funds futures market moved to fully price in a rate hike, likely by September. The transition to a more hawkish Fed is amplified by two additional factors: the removal of forward guidance on future policy moves and the change in the language regarding the Fed's reserve management purchases from a fixed monthly pace to when appropriate. These changes may further contribute to a more volatile front end of the yield curve. As the new Fed chair, Warsh has inherited a polarized backdrop in which market pricing for rate hikes stands at odds with Trump's calls for rate cuts. His ability to uphold Fed credibility and institutional independence amid these competing forces will prove instrumental in shaping the economic landscape over the next 12 months. On the geopolitical front, investors reacted positively to a potential U.S.-Iran peace agreement announced at the G7 summit, which includes reopening the Strait of Hormuz. This prospect has quickly eased inflation concerns, pushing gasoline prices below $4 per gallon for the first time since March, a meaningful tailwind for consumers. So what does this all mean for fixed income markets? Well, economic headwinds remain. Several factors justify caution: the interest rate policy pivot, war-driven inflation, historically tight credit spreads, and signals of a less transparent Fed. We expect higher rates to persist through year-end, and the underlying tensions from the Iran conflict are unlikely to fully dissipate in the near term, even as energy prices stabilize. Additionally, this hawkish stance at the Fed will constrain upside potential for growth and asset prices. As a rate hike is most likely the next move, we are shortening our maturities to help remain well-positioned for the volatile path ahead and maintaining liquidity to respond to further shifts in market dynamics. As always, thank you for joining us and have a great week.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction, nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.